Hello, everyone, and welcome to Return to Shambhala. Today is September the 19th, 2011, and tonight I have a very talented guest who's a best-selling author in the area of conscious creation. Hi, Jackie, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Vicki, it's so pleasing to be here. Thanks so much.
Great, great, yes. I have read about your accomplishments, and I'd be willing to share them with the listeners, but I would prefer if you would be willing to introduce yourself in a way that you would like the listeners to know you and how important the work that you're doing is. I just think it's such important work.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, the truth is, I've been a conscious creator since I was 11 years old, but I didn't know what it was at that time. I had an image of myself becoming a sports writer. That's what I had a passion to do. And so that's what I told my parents I would do at 11. And I had the visuals all of me in the, you know, press boxes and interviewing players and being on the front pages of newspapers. And at 20, I was at the Detroit Free Press. At 21, I was at the Associated Press. And 22, I was at the Washington Post.
Wow.
So, and becoming one of the first women sports writers in the country when there wasn't any precedent for that. So I realized only as I got older the power of our vision and our passion. I grew up, became a very successful public relations person. I had an agency for a number of years, world-class clients. But about 5 years ago, I started on my own spiritual journey. And in the process of that, I really began to see that there were some patterns here. And this was just before The Secret came out. People weren't addressing this at that time. That had to do with our personal energy. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. And I realized that there was a void, that people really didn't understand the power of their personal energy and what it could do for their own lives and how we really are self-determining creatures. What we think and what we feel is what we create for ourselves. And so out of that came a book called The Art of Conscious Creation. How you can transform the world. And we took it to number one on Amazon. It became a bestseller. It was very exciting.
Oh, that's great.
I became a speaker and a coach talking about conscious creation. At the same time, I began to evolve my thinking on conscious creation and realized that it wasn't enough just to think about, what you want for your future and we'll talk about raising your personal frequency. You have to live it, really live it. And that's where we began to talk about practical conscious creation, which is what we're going to talk about today. But my background is really in the mainstream. I have been a long-time, very successful businesswoman with a bi-coastal public relations agency. I'm about to launch a wonderful website that's going to bring everybody together in the entire consciousness sector. It's called LifeWisdomNetwork.com, so I'm a consciousness entrepreneur. But my heart is really in teaching people how to be a practical conscious creator so that you can begin to consciously create the life that you want rather than letting life happen to you. And that's how I've gotten to where I am today.
That's just amazing to me how you have done all of these things. And to me, it's my belief that we come into this world to remember that we are creators or co-creators, and that there's other things going on, but I think that basically for me, it's my opinion and my belief that we're here to learn creation, how to be a creator, how to be a co-creator on a spiritual slant, because I believe there is a great creator and then I am co-creating with this great creator.
Really nice about that is when you get it, it becomes fun.
Yeah, I go out in my garden and I say, well, I didn't do the whole thing, but I love it, and together we're making this beautiful flower garden, and I'm a creator, but not totally. I need some help. I'm a co-creator with the elementals, the earth, the fire, the water, and all of this. So
Well,
it's
and
really
one of the
fun.
Nice parts about it is you're not alone.
No.
It doesn't rely on just you. You can always ask for help.
Right. Exactly. Where would you like to start for the listeners? How it works, how conscious creation works?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You bet. Let's start with the very basics. All of us are energy. Our thoughts and our emotion are energy as well, not just the atoms in our body. And when we send things out into the world, that energy, it does one of two things. It either acts like a daisy chain and interacts with things and causes a reaction, or it attracts things back to you. So when you are, each of us is vibrating, and we're vibrating on a range of energy. And if we're vibrating in the low range, we're vibrating things like fear and anxiety and worry and distrust and all kinds of negative stuff, lack, etc. And when you're vibrating all the low end, all you're going to attract back to you is those kinds of negative frequencies. And that's when you find that your life is difficult and you're having trouble making money and your relationship is in trouble and you really hate your work, all of those kinds of things. I call that driving the car with the brakes on. Things are not going smoothly. However, if you're vibrating in the high range, which is love, compassion, trust, a willingness to accept kindness, faith, all of those kinds of positive values.
Appreciation.
Then not only are you finding that your life is easier, but there's this really cool thing that happens. You are vibrating at the level of love. You are vibrating at the same level that the universe is vibrating, which is the level of love. So as you vibrate high like that, all kinds of cool things begin to happen. That's when synchronicities happen. That's when doors open up. That's when your life is easy because, wow, things are just going along so smoothly, you just can't believe it. You are being drafted like in a race car, or the wind is in your sails, is if you were in a sailboat. The universe is carrying you along, and very good things are happening. So the objective is to be in that frame of mind so that you're vibrating positive energy, and you have the choice to either vibrate in that low level or the high level by changing and shifting your thoughts and your emotions. And that's what we call personal frequency management. That's what the entire first book, The Art of Conscious Creation, is about. It has 25 guiding universal principles telling you how to raise your frequency. Now, why is this important? It's important because you might have seen The Secret, you've seen visualization, you've tried to manifest, and maybe you've discovered it isn't so easy. You can be visualizing all you want and things aren't happening. Well, one of the reasons that happens is because even though your intention is maybe on a high level, your emotions and the other kinds of frequencies that you're putting out are countermanding what you have is your desire. So in other words, you can't get there from here. You have to raise your frequency in order to be an effective manifester. Once you raise your frequency, that's when you begin to see those things that you selectively choose to have happen in your life, that you're consciously creating, that you're visualizing, that's when they begin to actually manifest. And what's really cool about it, when you really get to doing this on a regular basis and you become intentional conscious creators, you will begin to see this happen faster and faster and faster.
Because your emotions, your positive emotions, are working with your positive thoughts, and together that creates, that accelerates the creation process.
Yes, that's exactly
okay.
Right. And the more you stay in that positive framework, the more likely it is that good things are going to happen.
In your first book, are you helping your readers to do that, to stay in that positive emotional state and positive thought process?
Yes.
And that's your first book. Okay.
And that's the first book because there's 20, like I say, these 25 guiding universal principles. Each one gives you some guideline as to some of the things that you need to do. you know, watching your thoughts and your what you say in out into the world, and be cognizant of that. It might have to do with being there's a chapter there on being judge, jury, and convict. You know, what are you doing to judge yourself and judge other people? There's other chapters on basically, you know, karmic activity. You know, what you put out of the world comes back. There's, like I say, 25 different things that you can do to begin raising your frequency. It's pretty comprehensive to give you some of those thoughts, that those things that you need to be changing in order to be living in that high frequency life.
Uh-huh.
And that's The Art of Conscious Creation. That's the first book.
All right. So do you want us to talk about your new book, your Practical Conscious Creation book?
I do.
Okay. All right. I want to hear about it.
Well,
I haven't read it, but I plan to.
Well, you know, definitely. when we are vibrating, you know, we... And all of this, we were talking about, you know, being in a positive state. But the problem is that so many of us, we sort of slip back all the time, and we don't really think about, okay, today I have to be a conscious creator. I need to think about my future in a positive framework. Excuse me. I need to living my, you know, my conscious lifestyle. Well, you don't do that. You think about it once in a while when you remember to, or when you happen to see a glance of the, you know, reference to The Secret or something of that. What Practical Conscious Creation Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires does is it makes Practical Conscious Creation a way of life. It gives you, there's 70 different articles in here, and each one gives you a different tool or multiple tools in order to anchor this into your daily lifestyle so that it becomes a way of life, and as a result of it becoming a way of life, you become a better, faster manifester. You become much more aware of what you're doing, what you're saying, how you're living. When you're putting out all those negative vibrations, it becomes much more present in your mind. And when you and there are wonderful tools here. For example, there's tools on, you know, how to make decisions, how to move out of fear. There's, you know, tools here on, you know, how to apply this in your business life, or how to apply this in your relationships. I have one article that I love called how to stay positive with a negative energy spouse.
I saw that.
So, you know, I mean, it's really, you know, it's so much of what we teach in the spiritual realm these days is very theoretical. And what I try to do is make it really practical. Here is something you can do to help do this. And that's what Practical Conscious Creation is all about.
Okay, so how do we apply them? You want to just take maybe an area and expand on that, or?
Well, you know, whatever. I want to first, I can come back to that, but one of the things that I really like to do is I have created an equation that really looks at many of the different elements that must be present to be a practical conscious creator.
Okay.
And I call this the Practical Conscious Creation Equation. I'm going to use this phrase, and then I'm going to spell out what each of these things mean. So let's say that this Practical Conscious Creation Equation is positive plus attitude equals love, joy, and abundance. So let's spell out positive. The first word is P, passionate. You have to be passionate about about your work, about your life, about where you're headed in your life. It's your passion that key emotion that the universe is responding to. So you want to be passionate. O, you want to be optimistic, positive. You want to release fear. You want to be fearless. You want to be unworried. So you want to be optimistic, thinking positive thoughts, assuming that everything is going to be okay. The next thing is S, and that's for serene. patient. That's one of the hardest ones for me to learn. It has taken a lot of my effort to get to the point of being patient. But serenity is really a key to allowing things to happen. Introspective, accepting of the responsibility of your own energy and of creating the life that you choose and being responsible for your own future. So in other words, you're no longer a victim once you begin taking responsibility because you know you can change what you're experiencing. So you want to be introspective. You want to be able to go inside. T, that's transformative. You really want to have the courage and the willingness to change. Transformation comes from a willingness to say, yes, I will try this. I will do this. I will have the courage, even though I may not feel all that courage, I'm going to step up and try it. The next one is I, and that's intuitive. That's listening to that little voice inside of you that is so willing to offer you information and guidance. And so you want to be attuned to that intuition. B, vibrationally conscious and upbeat. This is where you are vibrationally aware of what you're putting out, choosing to be upbeat. And V also stands for visualization. You want to be a powerful visualizer. E, that's for being expressive. You know, when the most difficult times in our life, the traumas that we create are often as a result of holding back what we really think and what we really feel and subjugating them so that we don't either appear unkind or that we don't want to, rock the boat. But if you're not expressing yourself, then you're going to end up with the kind of blocked energy that's not going to allow you to move forward in life. So now we're on to the next word, attitude. A, accepting, going with the flow, being without judgment, without expectations. There's one of the articles in here is, expectation is the death of serenity. If you're expecting things, you're going to inevitably be disappointed with what transpires. So you have to just simply go with the flow, see what it's going to bring you. So you want to be without judgment. You want to be accepting, trusting. You need to have a great trust that everything is going your way, that even though things may not be initially what you think is positive, it has a positive outcome, and you just need to shift how you see it. Know that all is well. All is as it should be, and that everything has a reason. So you want to trust the universe. That's a really important aspect of this. Then there is another T, and that's for being truthful. Truthful with yourself, truthful with others, being authentic, letting people really know who you are, and being, really honest about what you need to work on in your life and what you need to clear and what those beliefs are that are holding you back. I is inspired. You need to get into your creativity. You need to be inspired about something that will bring joy to your life. You need to, however that creativity comes into your life, you need to be looking for and expressing that inspiration. T, taking action. This is one of the most important elements here. You can wish upon a star, you can visualize, you can do all you want, but until you actually start taking action, your life will not start to change in the positive way that you would really like. And the universe will support you once you start taking action. Once it sees that you're on the path, it will open the door for you. You, unfettered, unchained, letting go, forgiving, releasing. You do not want to have all that baggage that's holding you back. So you want to be free. You want to be unfettered, unchained, let go of all that other garbage that you don't need. D, you want to be aware that you can determine your future. You want to choose. You want to create through intention. D is an important one. Determine your future. And the last one is E, elevating your energy. That's where you begin to manage your personal frequency, and begin to think, okay, I'm thinking these negative thoughts. I'm not going there. I'm going to do something else, like I'm going to go out and exercise. I'm going to play with my dog. I'm going to play with my kids. I'm going to call somebody I love. I'm going to, in my case, I have 280 beautiful roses. I'm going to go out and cut my roses. I'm going to shift my energy so that I do not use it to spiral down. I will spiral up instead. So that's basically the positive, the practical conscious creation equation, positive plus attitude equals love, joy, and abundance.
I wrote everything down. I took notes on the whole thing. That's great. I love these words.
Well, I think that it really summarizes what the book is about. The book has all these individual little exercises, but what this does is really summarize the quality of the values and experiences that the book imparts. Does that bring up any questions, Vicki?
It does. I years ago, I listened to Tony Robbins. Years ago, I listened to his tapes in my car, and I'll tell you, it was amazing what transpired when I did what he said to do. It really worked, and I've been working on being a creator ever since, and I'm always looking for new ways and new ideas, and this is inspiring. It really is, these ways of looking at creation, and in a practical way, practical mm-hmm. things that come up in the day-to-day. Right. In 1972, I believe it was, or a little bit before that, a book came out, Handbook to Higher Consciousness by Ken Keyes, and he was a big businessman in Miami. He was a realtor and very wealthy, and then he became paralyzed, and he was looking at himself one day, and he goes, oh my God, look at poor Ken. He's paralyzed. He can't move. He's in a wheelchair. And then somehow he got out of that, and he became one of the best known people in that day for creating, how to elevate your consciousness, how to improve your positive energy and move on and become a creator. He's no longer with us anymore, but he was a great inspiration to back in the 70s. And his big thing was, you created it, you can uncreate it, and you can do better than what you had before. So that's kind of my history.
Well, you know, each of us, you know, we have the very fortunate opportunity to find our guides, those people who really are the touchstones for where we are going and how to open ourselves to learning. And I really believe that we are blessed in this world today, as we become a more conscious society, to have so many wonderful guides that are offering people the wisdom that they need. But everybody resonates with a different person and a different message. I feel very fortunate that a lot of people are finding practical conscious creation a really life-changing philosophy. And it excites me that people come to me and say, I get this, and I can do this. And I love it when they say that, you know, here's what's transpired in my life since I started this.
Now, I'm being serene and patient. What kinds of things do you recommend? In my group of friends, we do meditation, we do relaxation, we do yoga, we do this and that. Do you have those kinds of things? Is that what you suggest to people, or whatever? Yeah.
I think those are wonderful practices that you need to do on a regular basis. There's no question, I think, that those are powerful. Only you know what's going to get you to be in a serene place. Some
right.
people, it's music. You know, mm-hmm. just sitting and quietly listening to music. Others, it might be guided meditations. Sometimes it's just sitting in nature. I mean, my greatest serenity is when I'm in my backyard and I'm watching the hummingbirds and the wildlife and the I get to love the beautiful roses and the flowers. That being in nature is really a very common way for people to get to serenity. But mostly important, it's also just to be in the place of when things are potentially upsetting, you choose not to allow yourself to go to that point of reaction. It's just saying, okay, I know I can deal with this. I can seek a better way, and I can ultimately find a place that's going to make this okay, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that being in that place also makes it easier for me to be in dialogue with other people. If I'm coming from a place of, you know, inner peace and serenity, it's easier for me to say to somebody in a fun, lighthearted way, you know, hey, look, you know, we've kind of made a little mistake here. Let's see if we can fix this, instead of pointing a finger at somebody and saying, do you realize you did this stupid thing? Now
mm-hmm.
go fix it. If I am in a better place and a more conscious place and a more serene place, then not only am I going to create a better relationship with that person, I'm more likely to get what I want than if I'm berating somebody or making a demand of them, because they're going to be much more willing to give it to me. So serenity isn't just, you know, laying quietly in a quiet place. It's how you live the challenges in your life.
Right. I'm not crazy about driving, and I'm living out here on the edge of the desert in Tucson. And to go to work, I take a couple of little back roads, and I'm to my job in 10 minutes, and I have hit one traffic light all the way. Because I created a situation where I don't want to get out on the interstate. I don't want to be in traffic. I just want to get there nice and calm and then return. If I have to get out in traffic, okay, that's fine. But on a day-to-day basis, that's what I've created, and I love it. And I'm looking at the mountains, and I'm looking at the desert, and I'm listening to music, and it's great.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. It's finding your own path that best suits you in life. So, you know, you really need to just follow a path that gives you a greater sense of peace and comfort.
Well, what does a day look like when you're practicing constancy every day? You're working towards what it is you want, what you want to create. What does that day look like? Getting up in the morning.
One of my favorite practices is consciously creating your day. So you get up in the morning, and you get yourself into a little meditative state, and you begin to visualize the day that you would like to have. And if for some reason you are fearful or concerned or worried that you're going to have a blowout with your boss or somebody doesn't like you at the office, then you deliberately instead envision getting along great, cooperating, having a very successful meeting, enjoying each other's company, supporting each other. And one of the ways I do that is I throw my pink net of love over that person.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this great net, this beautiful pink net, and I just throw it over that person, and I visualize that this person is now in my loving net, and we're going to get along great.
That's great.
And so, you know, it doesn't always work out that the day that you envision is exactly the way it turns out, but I guarantee you if you do it, and you do it regularly, you are more likely to have better days than you do if you don't. One of the things that happens a lot of times is people wake up in the morning, they get busy, something happens, and they get upset. And all of a sudden, you know, they spill coffee, the dog got sick, you know, they're late for work. And your day spirals because your energy spirals down. And so, you know, you've got to have seen this. All of a sudden, you're in a funk, and then everything else goes wrong. I can always tell when my energy is uptight and stressed, because that's when my computer goes down. It's inevitably. And as soon as I relax and I get into a place of peace, everything starts to work out. So you basically want to not get into that negative spiral. You want to control your energy right from the get-go by thinking about how wonderful it's going to be and putting yourself in an emotional state of confidence that everything's going to be great. Belief is a big part of this. If you believe in the positive day ahead of you, you're more likely than not to have one. What you're doing is shifting the odds. It isn't necessarily a foolproof thing, but you're actually shifting the odds in your favor. So that's one of my favorite ones.
Oh, that's great. Uh-huh. Visualize your day in a positive way.
I expect that today's
going to be the perfect day.
There's actually a video on my website about that one. And you can go to JackieLappin.com and you can actually see that video.
Okay.
You want to talk about money?
Yeah, we'll talk about money, yeah.
Here is one of my favorite exercises. This is one tiny exercise in one of the chapters on money and finance. And it's an exercise called the money tree. Many times what happens is that people are, they're in such a state of lack, and they're so spiraled and so worried about the fact of where the money's going to come from and paying the bills and how difficult it's going to be, and that's all you're really thinking about. But you probably heard that. Lots of people talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is you want to shift your focus. And you can do it with this fun little exercise. Imagine that there is a little seed that's in your tummy, and all of a sudden it sprouts. My goodness, it's a tree. And that little tree begins to grow, and you start to see its branches, and it just starts to grow and grow and grow, and all of a sudden the leaves start to sprout. And when you look closely at these leaves, you see that they are $1,000 bills.
Okay.
And every time that you want to, or you want to spend some of it, you just pluck some leaves. And lo and behold, some more leaves come back. All of a sudden you realize that this tree is ever abundant. It is always growing $1,000 bills. And anytime you need them, they're there for you. So every time that you worry and you think about it, think about this little tree in your tummy, your money, your personal money tree, that is ever abundant with whatever that you need. And there is never a time when it runs out. And if you really would like an image of that to hold so that you can remember that whenever you're feeling that little bit of lack, you can go to my website and sign in on the section called Practical Conscious Creation. So the website, you can go to practicalconsciouscreation.com or jackielappin.com, and you go get your little money tree image, and then you can put it anywhere where you can see it as a reminder that you are abundant.
I like that. I like that visualization. That's a great idea.
Thank you.
The money tree.
You want to talk about relationships?
Go ahead. What?
Oh, I was going to. Did you want to? What were you going to ask?
I was going to say, what other ideas would you like to talk about?
One of my favorites is an exercise that you can do if you're a single person and that you really would love to have a relationship. But now let me caution you about relationships. The one thing you don't want to be is desperate. If you're desperate to have a relationship, you're choking off the energy. You need to be in the flow. You need to be in a positive, loving, magnetic state in order to attract somebody. So, that there's a whole section on that in the book. But this is a fun little exercise that I do that I like to think will enhance your ability to attract your spouse. And it's called Travels with My Beloved. So what you need to do is you need to get out a calendar, one that you can type in each little square, write in each little square. And for every single one of those days, you're going to imagine a wonderful place that you would love to go with your beloved. And you pick that place, and then you begin to create a little mind movie of what it's like. What you see, what you're experiencing, the two of you together, what you do together, the kissing, the holding, whatever you want to do after hours, that's up to you, it's your imagination. But, you know, the daytime things, you go to the museums, you go listen to a rock concert, you go, sightseeing, you go hiking, whatever it is, you create your day. And then the next day, you create a new place. And then the next day, you create another new place. But each of these times, in visualizing all the fun things you're doing, with that feeling of love and feeling of adoration of what you feel for each other, what you're doing is consciously placing your energy in the loving framework to be an attractive magnet for that person. And nobody enjoys it more than when you're on vacation. So I've been to all kinds of very cool places with my beloved in my mind, places I've been before, places I want to go. Boy, I'll tell you, that's a real fun exercise.
That is. What else?
Oh, my goodness, there are 70 of them.
Oh, that's right, 70.
Let's see, what else? Okay, here's one that I like. Let me see if I can find it. It's called Changing Your Perspective. And in this this particular one, there are 70 different ways of, there are dozens of different ways, of questions to change your perspective. You know, because when we deal with challenges and changes in events that take us out of our comfort zone, you know, we instantly go to a place of fear and negative thinking. Well, you know, that's only going to spiral you down. So one of the things you need to do is begin to look at things from a neutral standpoint, not all laden with all that emotional that you put on it. You just look at it, you know, because nothing is really inherently good or bad. It just is, until we start assigning all this emotional baggage to it. So instead, you want to retrain yourself not to go into that dark place, but to actually seek the light and assign a positive value to every experience. So some of the things that you can do to do that is to just ask yourself certain questions that will, in fact, change the way that you perceive it. So here are some of the questions. What is the joy to be found here? What is really great about this experience? Now, you may not be feeling great initially, but you're going to find the great part of it. What can I learn from this experience? How can I apply this in the future? How does this ultimately serve me? What is the upside to this experience? What's the new takeaway here? What message is the universe offering me? How can I turn this experience into something positive? What's the underlying truth about this experience? What is the reality without my emotional charge? What is the good that can come from this? Who can I help with this wisdom, this knowledge, and this experience? In other words, taking it out of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the experience directing me? Where is it pointing me? What is the invitation here? What am I being called to do? What new opportunity does this open up? How can I grow from this? Where is my expansion in this? What is this calling me to let go of? What burden is being lifted through this experience? What deep calling within me wants expression through this change, even though it may be subconscious? Those are some of the changes. Some of the questions you can ask yourself to change your perspective from a negative to a positive about an experience, and to make sure that you're not inviting more negative experience, but instead inviting the positive next experience by choosing to look at it from this perspective. Kind of fun, huh?
It is. It is to be a creator. It's really fun to know. that you, it's, I'm, that's why I'm here. That's what, that's what I'm doing here now. And to get better and better at it. And these are all great ideas, and changing your perspective. That was very in depth, and there's no way, if you really take that and work with it, that you can't change your perspective and really looking at it that way. Jackie, what else would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk? We do have 15 minutes, so I just wanted to let you know that we have plenty of time. You do so many things. I was looking at all of the. You have networks. You have websites. You're starting a new website.
Yeah.
I want to hear all about what you're doing.
I do. I am a firm believer. You know that these are divinely inspired because I am a co-creator. And in fact, here's a wonderful little story. This is one of my favorites. I really believe that you are in dialogue with the universe, and you can ask questions and get answers. And one night, I had over-chocolated myself, if you can imagine. I was wide awake from all the caffeine, and I said, okay, universe, if I'm going to be this wide awake all night, why don't you give me something useful? And amazing that, you know, be careful what you ask for, because all of a sudden it was like splitting my mind open. And this brilliantly wonderful, fabulous idea, wasn't mine, I was inspired, came down to me, it was very clear, that I was going to create a website that's going to be bringing people together in the consciousness world, authors, speakers, coaches, intuitive healers, retailers, service providers, conscious information websites, social networks, conscious media, everybody that touches on this marketplace. There needed to be a place where people could find the resources that they need. Mm-hmm. And so starting in probably a month or two, we're going to be launching lifewisdomnetwork.com. And you're welcome to go there. Right now, we're not encouraging people to actually join, but there is a little place there that you can put in your name, and we'll send you a little video when we're ready to go. And you can kind of peruse the site and get a sense of what it is that we're offering. But it's going to be a wonderful place to bring everybody together, and I'm very excited about that. And so we're going to be launching that before the end of the year. And that is going to be really a big focus of my life going forward. But the other things that I do is I work with people individually on their practical conscious creation coaching if they feel that they are having difficulty really moving beyond where they are in their lives, and I will help them with that. And so they can go to JackieLappin.com, and you can find a little bit of information there. Something else that I do that's really very fun is because I was out marketing my own book, in my first book and now my second book, Practical Conscious Creation, I found that there was really not a good database or a resource that listed so many of the radio shows like your own, Vicki, that do consciousness and spiritual topics. So I built a database of more than 2,000 radio shows. And now what I do is I help other authors who want to reach this market deliver their messages. So there's a special program that I do for that called Personal Development Radio Media Tour.com, and I'll repeat that again, Personal Development Radio Media Tour.com. So that's really pretty fun.
And the
last thing that I'm doing in addition to that is I'm helping people who are new authors with a new website that I've launched called YourBookMarketingCoach.com, and I basically help them to market their own books. I mean, I've been through this. I want to help them not have the headaches that I have, and to better figure out better where to spend their money, where to spend their time, to have the resources they need, so that they just don't have to, you know, make the same mistakes I did. So I also am doing that. So essentially, what I'm devoting my life to is helping people in the consciousness sector either be more successful or helping people who really want to become more more powerful as conscious creators become the people that they want to be and to create the life that they want and to become better, faster manifestors to achieve what their goals and their desires are. And you know, I mean, I have to say that I've been very fortunate that what I have learned I've been able to apply in my own life. I have my home is paid off. I have a great story about how I really wanted to consciously create. I wanted my house to be on a local garden tour, but I didn't know anybody on the garden tour. And I put it out to the universe. And one day, a lady walked by my house and she said, "Gee, would you like to put your house on the Westlake Garden Tour?"
Oh, that's
and it's stuff that like that happens to me all the time. The fact that this book came together with this wonderful publisher, Findhorn, which is one of the great international mind-body-spirit publishers, they came to me, and it was like lickety-split. Everything just, you know, it fell into place. And that's really what happens when you begin to, you know, to be in this mode of being a positive, conscious creator. Things like that just happen to you. And so I feel like I've experienced this, and I want to share this with other people, and that's really the joy for me.
Well, that's wonderful, because I remember back a long time ago, people like Wayne Dyer, the only way they got their books out there was to go on some talk show or something, and that would be it. And there was no internet, and you know, Wayne Dyer, you know, he was famous and all this, but think of all the other people who were doing the same kinds of things that didn't know how to market, and that's just wonderful that you're helping others.
Well, and everybody can help me if they're actually interested in buying the book. Tomorrow, we're launching it on Amazon, and we're trying to take the book to number one. So,
September
20th, that Tuesday, is the day we're trying to get everybody to go and buy the book on Amazon. So it would be pretty exciting if any of your listeners are interested and want to come join us there. That would really be pretty fun.
Well, I'll be there. I know I want to be there. I want to get that. Yeah. That's great. I didn't get the website for where you put all the networks together.
That's called LifeWisdomNetwork.com.
Okay, I got that.
So let me walk
through another
one. LifeWisdomNetwork.com, which is a conscious community that connects conscious people. There is Personal Development Radio Media Tour. That's for the Radio Media Tour. Your book marketing coach is for the coaching. There is JackieLappin.com for all of this wonderful knowledge on practical conscious creation and being a conscious creator, and that's where the money tree is and the videos. That's also where my blog is and my newsletter. So, you know, if you want to keep learning about these topics, I do put out a newsletter every other week. And then on top of that, there is Practical Conscious Creation, which takes you right into that section of my website that deals with the book.
All right. Perfect. So tomorrow's the big day for Amazon.
Very excited.
Yes,
very excited.
That is very exciting. Yes.
And by the way, if people go tomorrow, there's also some very cool gifts. I've got gifts from Marie Diamond and Joe Vitale and Marcy Shymoff and Joe Rubino. So that's pretty cool stuff. And actually, I'm also offering one person is going to win a month's worth of coaching from me. So people may want to go there just for those benefits.
Yes, absolutely. That's nice. How nice. Well, we have a couple of minutes. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you wanted to bring up? We've got how to get in touch with you. Your history.
Well, let's see. You know, some of the fun things that might, you know, help people are, you know, basically, you know, we are being in a state of. One of the things that I tell people is that when you are a positive conscious creator, a practical conscious creator, you are contributing to the health of this world. The Earth is like an energy bank, and it takes on your energy deposits. So if you are absolutely vibrating in the negative range, you are actually helping to create war and hunger and all of those negative things in the world. But if you vibrate in the positive range, you're feeding abundance and joy and oneness in the world and peace and brotherhood. And when you do that, you become a very positive force. It's not just yourself that you're impacting. You're actually impacting the rest of the world. So, you know, you don't realize how powerful you actually are. When you change your life, you have an ability to change the world, too. And I think that's really an important thing that people should realize.
Absolutely. As one is lifted up, others are lifted up with that person and with us. That's very true.
And I find that once you become a practical conscious creator, a lot of the negative people fall out of your life and you attract more positive people. That was one of the things that I chose to do. I realized that I wanted more conscious and loving people around me, and so I asked the universe, and all of a sudden they just came in my doors. It was amazing. It is amazing that once you become a conscious creator, when you start asking for things, they begin to appear. I call it almost Pavlovian, because once you actually see it and you experience it, you want more of it. It's really
exactly,
fun.
Exactly, exactly. Yes. Well, Jackie, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I can't wait till tomorrow to get on Amazon.com and get your book. And I encourage everyone else to do the same, and I wish you the best. Thank you so much.
I wish for all of your listeners, may they become conscious creators and attract everything that they would desire in their life.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Vicki. I really appreciate you allowing me to speak with you and your listeners.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.